morning, everyone. This is Denny Heflin here in Audubon with this week's USDA report. Well, today, as most of you know, the DCP and ACRE program began its sign-up period on Tuesday, February 19th. The deadline to sign up for DCP is August 2nd, but the ACRE deadline for enrollment has an earlier time of June 3rd. So they are not together on their final dates, so just remember that. And depending on which one you want to enroll in, you have two different deadlines to consider. The only change for 2013 is that producers may opt in or out of ACRE. Previous ACRE enrollment does not require continuing with that enrollment, so you're free to opt back into the DCP, or you can go into the ACRE for the first time if you would like. Producers should go ahead and call our office to set up an appointment. That number here in Audubon is 563-4261. We will take your information to sign up your farms so that we can prepare your contracts and have them ready for you when you come in to sign them. That way it'll save time for you and us both. Under the 2008 Farm Bill extension, all payment eligibility and payment limitation provisions for 13 were extended, including the AGI, or the average adjusted gross income, limitations. For 2013, you will need to complete a new AGI certification, which contains a written consent for disclosure for 2013 using a new form, CCC 933. We will then forward this to the IRS, and they will do the actual adjusted gross income limitation review. FSA Gov Delivery. The Farm Service Agency offices are moving to a paperless news distribution system through the utilization of email. If you would like to receive email updates or newsletters or electronic reminders, be sure to provide us with your email addresses when you come in to sign up for the DCP or ACRE program. I would like again today to remind producers about the highly erodible land and wetland provisions. FSA and NRCS offices in Iowa want to remind landowners and operators that in order to remain eligible to receive payments from USDA, compliance with the HEL and WC, or highly erodible land and wetland conversion provisions, are required. The recent high grain prices have caused many operators to break out new land and bring these acres into crop production, including previous CRP or conservation reserve acres. Also, there have been many fence lines removed, and a simple act of that, of combining fields after the removal of the fence line, may result in an HEL or WC determination change. So it's important to keep FSA and NRCS abreast of that. If you are a producer who has brought in new acres into production or plan to bring in new acres into production in 2013, you should have these acres reviewed to ensure that any work already completed or to be done this spring will not jeopardize your eligibility for benefits both now and in the future. As a reminder, this Saturday, February 23rd, is the Audubon Lions Club annual toy show located here in Audubon. It will be at the Agri Hall building at the Audubon County Fairgrounds. Time is 9 o'clock in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. Admission is $3 for adults. Kids 8 and under are free. There will be door prizes during the day, and lunch will be available. For further information, you can call Daryl Whitehead at 563-2466 or Laverne Deist at 563-2026. Another event in the area this Saturday, February 23rd, is the Boots to Heels Women's Conference, which will be held at the Community Center in Atlantic. That time is also 9 to 3 o'clock. Keynote speaker this year is Susie O from Bowling Green, Missouri. Her topic will be Kids, Crops, Cows, and Sows. Life happens. Learn to bounce. There will also be breakout sessions on a variety of topics during the day. Registration is $35 at the door. This includes breakfast and lunch. As this is February and President's Month, I'll leave you with a short trivia fact about George Washington. In observance of his birthday tomorrow, February 22nd, George Washington never resided in the White House, but he did choose its site, its architect, and initiated the building process. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at this same time for more updates.